My name is Derek Bullard, and welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. Café Ubaya Saint-Jean, a local coffee roaster, is celebrating its remarkable 100-year milestone, marking a journey that began in the basement of a small building in downtown Sherbrooke. To learn more about the rich history of Café Ubaya Saint-Jean, we had the privilege to speak to Marc-Antoine Crépeau, the force behind the scenes. In this candid conversation, he shares insights into the significance of reaching the centenary mark, the secrets behind the café's lasting success, and the intricacies of blending traditional roasting techniques with modern trends. First off, we asked Marc-Antoine what it meant to be part of a business that has lasted 100 years.
It means a lot for me, and particularly I am now in relation with the son of Hubert Saint-Jean, Michel Saint-Jean. So for us, it's really important to put the story in front and also give to the customer the reason why we keep the name, the reason why this business is still alive, and what we still do. I mean, it's roasting coffee, and now for like a small business as our, it's not really often the business still in business after a century, so it's really nice to have these all background and still really involving the community and how we can still provide the same good coffee as they did in the past. We surely update the offer, but at the end, we still do the same good old blend they did, and plus some new specialty coffee on top of that.
The fact that a business lasts a century is a rare feat in today's dynamic landscape. We asked our guest, in his perspective, what he attributes to Café Ubaya Saint-Jean's success over the past 100 years.
I think the key, it's really to keep the things simple. I mean, just making good quality, to be at a fair price, and be involved with your customer, and I mean, hear and learn from them. Because sometimes they give you some advice, they told you what they like, what they didn't. So at some point, it's really important to just be involved with your customer and understand how you can be better and better every day. So I think the reason why Ubaya is still in business right now, because we always adapt ourselves to the market. So. Yeah.
Of course, my curiosity wants to explore the historical roots of a business that has been around for 100 years. A century-old establishment steeped in tradition that was founded in 1923. To clarify and provide our listeners with a comprehensive background, our guest gives a historical timeline and provides a little more information about the founding figure, Ubaya Saint-Jean.
Yeah, sure, because Ubaya, because the problem is we don't have any paper about the backstory of Hubert, and that's the little issue on our side. But I did a lot of discussion with Michel, his son, and it's where I get some info about how Hubert was. So he told me he just started a business on the Brook Street of Sherbrooke. It's in downtown, really, really downtown in Sherbrooke. And it was in the basement of a building, super small. And he'd have like, he told me, and I'm not sure about that amount, but it was 11 bucks in his pocket to start the business. So it was super, super, I would say, lean, with not too much stuff, not too much spices, not too much coffee, just like enough to run the business. And he just started to grow baby step by baby step, and after a couple of years there, he was able to move at the 1627 King Street, where one of the original business was, and he just moved with his family. So the store was at the first floor, and he was living with his kid and his wife on the second floor, and he was there since I would say it was 1942, I would say, but not pretty sure of that year, but it was close to be around there. And after that, he grew and he's starting to sell a little bit more. And in 1966, I would say it's where the business currently grow a little bit more. And in 1960, it's where Michel came in and he'd be a little bit more involved in the business. And after that, 1966, 70 something. He's way by his first big roaster where he was able to grow a little bit more and to grow again the business. And after that, I would say it's pretty much the story behind where Hubert was alive. After Michel took the business and he grew again more and more and more. And at some point, he started some, I would say, cooking side of the business. But that side of the business doesn't live a lot in the closed app part. And it's well, after that, the business was more involved in coffee, tea, and spices, as we known before. And when I bought in 2018, it's where I just forgot the tea and spices to really concentrate the business only on coffee to be more and more expert in that way.
Within the realm of coffee culture, the role of a barista plays a significant part, particularly for those who may not be well-versed in the intricacies of coffee service. So what precisely defines a barista, and how do they utilize their expertise to tailor personalized coffee suggestions for individuals?
The thing is always to well-known your customer, to ask the good question, and to be aware about what they like, what they drink, and how they drink the coffee, because at the end it will make a big difference. If you drink like a filter cup, it will be different than an espresso. And if you drink your espresso, we will only know if you put some milk or not in. So the thing is, it's always about that, to well understand where the customer from, what is the end product you will want to drink. And with those couple of questions we ask the customer, we'll be able to pinpoint the right coffee for the person. Because like we said, we have a lot of variety, so it's kind of a little complicated when you don't aware about what is coffee is and how we can help the customer. But after a couple of questions, we are always able to leverage the knowledge of the barista and to personalize the perfect coffee for the customer.
With three locations in the Eastern Townships, we asked our guests to elaborate on the significance of having Café Hubert Saint-Jean in the Eastern Townships, and why is the location crucial to the identity of the cafe?
We are really involved with the community, and for sure, we just got the third one like last year at Magog, downtown Magog. We also have one in downtown Sherbrooke. Another one is more in the Black Forest area. And what we try to do is always to have like a distinct offer in any location to provide the good and the perfect service for where we are. So that's the reason why we have the big one is in downtown Sherbrooke, is where we have a lot of spaces. We have a bigger food offer, and it's more like a community place where you can sit and talk. And the Rock Forest is more like a store, a coffee store concept where you can buy like equipment, grinder, and you can talk about coffee beans more with the barista there. And at Magog, the location we have there, it's like in between of those two. Plus, we had a wine offer where we can do like a little happening there. You can taste some local wine and also have a time to enjoy with friends.
So now that our guest highlighted Café Hubert Saint-Jean's active presence within the community, we asked for some specific instances or examples that showcase how the cafe actively engages with and contributes to the local community.
Yeah, for sure, because at the end, what I always tell my barista is we are really lucky because the customer choose you every day to come and taste a coffee from us. And what we try to do is to welcome all the customers with creating some events. So it's the reason why we have like the coffee run we do every single week. So it's pretty simple. We ask the people to come and run like a little happy 5K. And at the end, you can do everything you want as a 1K or 5 or 7 for someone, and other do a little bit more, but at the end it's just a happening where we start together, and at the end we take a coffee all together to share and talk. And we do the same at Magog every Friday. So it's where we just do like a little happening, and we ask people just to come with us and have some fun. And we do a lot of events as well with the boutique Locura, because we at the beginning I'm a runner, so it's the reason why I really try to share my pain, my both passion. Mm-hmm. I mean, running and coffee. Mm-hmm. And we also do like some coffee tasting as well. So we really want to involve people in what we are doing every day. So it's the reason why we try to really be implicated and be present in the community.
As the aroma of freshly brewed coffee permeates the air, Café Ubaye Saint-Jean Sherbrooke has been serving coffee to the Eastern Townships for 100 years. Thank you to Marc-Antoine Crépeau, the manager of Café Ubaye Saint-Jean, as we had the privilege to discuss the rich history of this coffee roaster that was founded in 1923 in the heart of Sherbrooke in a modest basement by Mr. Ubaye Saint-Jean. Well, my name is Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it locked right here to CJMQ 88.9. FM.